You're listening to Band Sounds with Phil Corbett.
Hey, for about 6 months, I've been working on a compilation called American Music. It is 13 songs from bands across North and South America, and this episode is dedicated entirely to that project. So it's a little abnormal, and it is kind of a commercial, but I'm not trying to sell you anything. The compilation is totally free, and this episode should still run like a normal Van Sounds episode. So I hope you stick around, and I will link the free download of American Music in the episode description. And lastly, there will be a few bad words. Now more than ever, it is important to listen. To hear voices from both nearby and far away, to hear music from places you don't know much about, and to listen, even if you don't understand every word.
Working in a compilation, trying to establish networks, or just like talking about like, what are you listening to? I'm listening to this and that, or, oh, awesome.
This is Leo Salinas.
Leo Salinas.
And he is in the band Tus Amigos Nuevos.
Your new friends, man.
They are from Santiago, Chile.
What are you listening to? I'm listening to this and that. Or, oh, awesome. And just, well, that opens like, it breaks up the borders. And I guess that's really important right now, especially in the US, but it's also becoming some kind of topic here in Chile about borders and differences between us and them. And how to break up the borders, that's a tough issue, but I think it's something we have to strive, like breaking borders, saying something in Spanish and making it sound cool for people in Nevada, even though you understand jack shit Spanish.
My name is Gus, and I play in two bands. I play guitars and sing in Les Adieux. And I play drums and sing with the Curso de Drama.
Both bands are from Florianópolis, Brazil, or Floripa for short, and De Curso Drama has a song on American Music.
Well, there are many kinds of music here, you know, reggae, classic rock, alternative rock, and sertanejo universitario, it's kind country, I don't know. But I came from a hardcore punk scene from my hometown, Brusque. It's near from here too. And here we organize gigs of punk, hardcore, emo, alternative bands, etc. But it's a small scene. And, you know, the people who go to the gigs, around 40, 50 per show, are always the same and mostly friends with us. It's a small scene.
My name is Steven, and I am in Freak Heat Waves.
Freak Heat Waves is from Victoria, British Columbia, in Canada.
Victoria itself is actually, I think, closer to Seattle than it is to Vancouver, because it kind of is on the most south tip of the island. Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful. Like, have you been up to, like, the Pacific Northwest? Like, it's just really nice for nature and everything, and the weather's awesome, and it's good for that. And then the scene is kind of, it's cool, it's very supportive, because like it's hard to get bands to come out here on tour and stuff because of the boat and everything. So it just becomes kind of like maybe a little bit insular or whatever, but that's kind of neat in certain ways. I don't know. Everyone's really supportive and stuff. It's cool.
What's the music scene like there?
If we're talking about the indie or underground scene, it's pretty active.
This is Leo Salinas again in Chile.
There's most of the bands that play like in Santiago, they come from like middle upper classes, but during the last 5 years we've seen like a lot of bands, indie bands, coming from middle lower class neighborhoods from outside the main like Santiago downtown area. That's where we come from, but new bands are coming from outside those areas. And the interesting thing is that 5 years ago, when we started playing, it was playing in Santiago downtown areas, the music scenes over there. And these kids, they just started like to build up a new scene, like at their places, at their backyards, or like playing at small bars and joints in those neighborhoods, like in the suburbs. So there's all this suburban sprawl in Santiago, just built up this suburban scene that's pretty cool, actually.
Do you have any good stories about shows in Florianópolis?
Yes, a couple, but I will tell you just one, and you're involved.
Okay.
I don't know if it's good, actually, but, you know... When we played with a band from the US, People With Bodies, do you know them?
That is, of course, my band, who had the pleasure of playing with the Curso Drama in June last year.
I broke the PA, and it was terrible, because we couldn't fix it, and we played with a very, very bad multi-used amp. It's
like a karaoke amp.
Exactly. And later... Back in home, there was an accident on the road. We stopped the car and a fucking crazy driver almost crashed us. I don't know if you remember this. You were sleeping, man.
I woke up and I saw that car hit the wall. Remember it hit the wall next to us?
Exactly. And, well, that's... I think it's a good story despite the problems, but it's a good start.
So... What is it like there now? Like you said, it was really hot in Floripa.
Yeah. We are in the summer now and it's fucking hot. Spiders. We have spiders here, you know this. Just yesterday, we are at the Beltrón's house. Do you remember Beltrón?
Yeah.
And there was a big spider here in the room and it was scary. But we worked like a team, you know? All the Curso Drama's members were here, and we fought against the spider, me, Rael, and Fabiano. It was funny.
What'd you do to it?
We killed it.
International border crossings can be a giant headache for touring bands. It's really difficult to get gear across, mainly because even if you aren't making any money, playing music is treated like a job, so you need a work visa. The gear is always the red flag, and I have had many friends and myself who have been turned around at the border for having guitars and drums. That said, a few years ago, Tus Amigos Nuevos played in Texas.
Dude, Waffle House, the fucking most amazing thing ever.
They were in the U.S. for South by Southwest.
It was tough to get there because we had to kind of compromise with the label here. We didn't want to. We bought the tickets and we had to do all this paperwork for the passports and all the shit, and our lead singer, he's got like this Italian citizenship, he's got like Italian background, and we were like all doing the paperwork, and our manager, he said, okay guys, well, how are you doing with the passport? So we say, yeah, perfect, I got my passport and I got my visa, so I'm okay. So the other guitar player said, yeah, I'm fine. The other guy said, yeah, well, I kind of lost my passport one day before the ticket, so before the flight, so he had to catch a flight the next day. And our singer was saying, yeah, yeah, just don't worry about me because I've got the talent passport. I don't need a visa. I don't need shit. So, okay. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm positive. I mean, dude, I'm Italian. What's my problem? So the thing is, we go to the airport. We go do the check-in. Everything's fine. And then our singer goes to the counter and says, okay, yeah, well, it's my turn. And it was like a two-minute thing to do, like, hey, yeah, this is my passport, where are my tickets, yeah, thank you so much, see you later, have a nice flight, blah, whatever. So it took him, like, it was like 10 minutes talking to the people at the counter, and we were like waiting 10 meters away, so they said, okay, you know what, I'm going to check out what the fuck's going on. So I come close to the counter, and so what's going on? He said, dude, I cannot hop into the plane, I cannot catch the plane. Why? Because my passport's not stamped. What do you mean? It's not valid. What? This asshole, he thought like because he had this Italian passport, he could do whatever he wanted, but he needed to stamp it before, so he didn't get it stamped. It was fucked up because we were playing, like, we were arriving on Monday, we were playing on Tuesday, and they were like really, virtually no possibilities of him catching another plane. And before that, renewing his passport, so it was all fucked up. I had to call a friend of mine here at the civil service, like the people that issue passports, and call her like 8, 9 p.m. Sunday and say, dude, please do something about this. And it was amazing. It's something that doesn't happen in Chile. It was highly regular. We get a passport in less than 5 hours, and that's just, yeah, we were all connected, and like all this friend shit here in the public service. So he got this passport and he was able to get in the first plane and arrive Tuesday morning, and he was able to sing. So it was fucked up, it was really stressful, but in the end we had a lot of fun. We drank all the whiskey we could in the plane, and then we even got the Delta stewardesses to give us all the small bottles. So just like in for free the whole week. And when we were supposed to come back Friday morning, because Friday evening we're the opening act for Mac DeMarco, who's playing here. So we just arrived at 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. we're like doing the sound check and playing for Mac DeMarco. That was awesome as well. And I think we all get like 1 or 2 years older just in a week.
So I wanted to get your opinion as a band who like frequently crosses an international border. Like how important do you think it is to listen, you know, across borders?
I'd say it's pretty important. I mean, a lot of the music I listen to is international music, obviously, because in Canada there's only so much locally made music. So you do listen to a lot of bands from the States, and then you listen to, I listen to a lot of stuff from different countries from different periods of time. But it's, yeah, like I wish it was easier for, it's hard to tour like internationally for us, at least. Like it's hard to tour into the United States. You have to get visas that are expensive, and then if you do it without a visa, you can get banned from the border, which has happened to people we know and stuff. So it's incredibly important, and I wish it was easier to have that kind of trade of, like, I wish, like, I think recently we made it a lot easier for bands to come up from America into Canada and play shows. But it used to be even harder for people to come up here than it was for us to go down. But yeah, like, it would be cool to like tour in Mexico and do all that stuff too. I think that would be, it would be awesome.
But like institutions here, they have different history, and we have like Brazil, especially Brazil and Argentina, but in some way Chile as well. We have a big stateliness or statehoodness discourse going on. And for instance, Brazil and Argentina, they have big music industries because they've got laws enacted during the 50s and the 60s that protected their music. So Brazil is an extreme case, like till the 90s. Most of the music you heard in the radios was just Brazilian. So there was punk going on, there was rock going on, there was grunge going on, and there were a lot of things going on. But most of the things you could hear on the radio were Brazilian bands, like Brazilian rock bands doing Brazilian rock shit. And that's quite good in a way, but it's also like, well, where's the difference? What's the alternative? And difference with Chile is that we just had those laws enacted 2 years ago. So,
do you think that that's like important to hear bands from far away, from other countries, to get people to listen to each other?
For one side, I hope that people that I don't know listen us and write us if they want, knowing us through the compilation. And I hope to know new bands too from anywhere through the compilation. It's a really good idea. Congrats for this, and I hope to listen this as soon as possible.
This is a project that I do really believe in. So if you're interested, download it, and if you like it, share it. American Music is available for free at vansounds.bandcamp.com. It is also linked at vansounds.org, and of course, there is a link in the episode description. Band Sounds is produced by me, Phil Corbett. A huge thanks to Leo, Gus, and Steve for being in this episode. You can check out their bands, Tus Amigos Nuevos from Chile, Decurso Drama from Brazil, and Freak Heat Waves from Canada on the compilation. Also, a huge thank you to Christian Filardo, who provided the cover photo, and Anton Enger, who designed a really, really cool album cover. I will link both of their work below. The music this week was Roots Connective by Eclept Insan in the intro, and every other song comes from a band on the compilation. Thanks for listening.